Get your tickets now to see one of Canada's hottest Juno Award-winning artists, Jake Vaudeland and the Sturgeon River Boys, bringing original country, roots, bluegrass, and rockabilly to Signal Brewery in Corbyville on July 6th. Tickets are going fast. Get yours today via flyingvconcerts.com.
See to find a home, and he worked among the few of the harvest threshing crew, leaving dying father all alone.
Good morning. It is 8 a.m. on Friday, June 19th, and you are tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's Community News and Arts Coordinator, Genevieve Hinch, and this is your morning news brief. Starting with traffic updates to keep in mind if you are hitting the roads this morning. Drivers should expect delays on Concession Street between Victoria Street and Alfred Street, Bath Road from Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard to Portsmouth Avenue, and Stephen Street from Cowdy Street to Montreal Street as crews continue work installing pedestrian signals at intersections. Motorists should also plan for slower travel on King Street West between Country Club Drive and Front Road, as well as east of Sand Bay Lane. Utilities Kingston continue sanitary sewer and water main construction in the area, with traffic reduced to one lane in each direction. Watch for lane shifts, reduced speed limits, and shared lane signage. Construction remains underway on John Counter Boulevard between Elliott Avenue and Montreal Street, as well as John Counter Boulevard and Ascot Lane. Delays are possible throughout the day. Further west, paving operations continue on Collins Bay Road between Taylor Kidd Boulevard and Highway 33, with additional work taking place on Taylor Kidd Boulevard. Expect intermediate delays and reduced speeds throughout the construction zone. Several road closures are also in effect. Short-term closures remain on Sydenham Street, just north of Princess Street, and on Wright Crescent near Palace Road. Long-term construction closures continue on Princess Street between Frontenac Street and Division Street. Cranbrook Street will be closed, and Days Road and Lakeview Avenue is closed Monday through Friday from 8:40 to 9:20 a.m. and again from 3:20 to 3:50 p.m. as part of the School Street program at Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic School. Norman Rogers remains closed between Van Order Drive and Van Order Drive, affecting approximately 1.25 kilometers of roadway. John Street, Montreal Street, and Bagot Street remains closed and is expected to stay closed throughout June and July. Turning to the weather, we are starting the morning with a mix of sun and clouds. Winds will be coming from the west at 27 kilometers per hour with a 20% chance of showers. We're expecting a high of 21 degrees today with a sunny breaks and the UV that will reach 7. Cloud covers increasing into the evening with temperatures dropping to a low of 14 overnight. This has been your morning news brief, and be sure to start your day right by staying tuned for more Indie Wake Up Call coming up next on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I see my friends on fire, I might have even struck the match. I love to see them burn, now I know it's my turn. You gotta take the moon from the trees, you gotta hide it in your room, you gotta hold it till it burns, you gotta make it easy come, easy go. I've lived my life at 2 a.m. I've drank your poison wine. Your handshake felt like a knife. Now I know it's my life. You gotta take the moon from the trees, you gotta hide it in your room, you gotta hold it till it burns, you gotta make it easy come, easy go. Many things will come to hurt them. Whatever you do, don't deserve them. I spend my time on the ship. I've lived under the microchip. I
To your Friday morning indie wake-up call for June 19th, 2026. It's the Stalwart, it's Mr. Reliable, it's Jesse Bell here with you, and we kicked off today's show with the latest release from Australian/Toronto rock outfit Ducks Limited with Easy Come, Easy Go. And you know me, I love the name Ducks Limited. I love their kind of up-tempo, jangly, pop-rock styling, so more Ducks Limited releases, yes, pleases. Coming up on today's program, we are going to be continuing our celebration of queer bands and artists, albeit mostly in the second hour, because the first hour I have got, as is tradition for yours truly and this program, a whole whack ton of brand spanking new Canadian music for you, including a new release from Kingston's own Tiny Horse. You know them, you love them, friends of the station, friends of mine. We've also got music coming up from the likes of Avery, we've got new stuff from Whisper Doll, we've got Mad Folk, Lookout Tower, a couple of bands and artists that I've played on this program before because they have big new releases and I want to work my way through them from top to bottom. We're also going to hear a couple new releases courtesy of bands like The Mountain Goats. That's right, new Mountain Goats single, which we will be touching on today as well. So it's a jam-packed one. We got a lot of ground to cover and we have but a scant 120 minutes to get there. For the time being, let's throw it over to Sina, that's S-I-N-A, with their latest release called Watch Me Dance on your Friday morning indie wake-up call.
Take these drugs to feel at home when I want. Hey, this is Disco Rick. Got a brand new show, Dance Floor Dispatch. We're going to be playing all the best house, electronic, and obviously we're going to be playing some disco. It's every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Tune in at CFRC 101.9.
There really is no place like home. It's where life happens, where dreams are built, and where you land at the end of every day. But what home looks like is different for everyone. Welcome to Finding Your Way Home, Real Talk on Real Estate. I'm Sherry Doherty, and together we'll explore what finding your way home truly means, whether you're buying your first place, making a move, investing, or choosing a different path altogether. Because home isn't just a place. It's a feeling, it's a choice, and it's personal. Tune in Mondays at 10 a.m. and start finding your way home.
Hi, my name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there!
We'll be right back.
escaped the fall. Hidden in plain sight. The sun doesn't reach this room. It's easy to sleep past noon. You had a dream, we're all doomed. Pull the covers off, keep the curtain strong. The same old bed is warped and wrong. Disposable cameras at the National Fair. Thank you.
walls come down. A crashing, screaming sound of twisted steel on torn ground. You've been here once before. You saw it from the shore, where broken waves.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Tiny Horse's latest single off their upcoming album that starts off as a sentimental goodbye-soaked ballad before flipping into a full-blown Europop banger. It's a point-of-no-return anthem. Once things break, they stay broken, glowing with hot summer warmth and channeling the rush of Robin with the arena-sized catharsis of Arcade Fire. Good luck outrunning that feeling. And if you're a local musician who'd like airplay and social media coverage on our channels, complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via Visit Kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream You'll Never See Me Again by Tiny Horse on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Mama didn't raise no quitter. You should move back just a little. You could be a really good hitter. There's nothing like fresh air. I'm picking daisies for your hair. You said you'd see me next summer, but you never did. Stop pretending the world is fucking ending. Thought I needed you. You'll never see me again. You'll never see me again. Daddy drank away his liver. You opened up over dinner. Ghosts are nothing to fear. Left camp early that year. Missed you back when you were mine. Now I just miss you all the time. You said see me next summer, but you never did. Stop pretending the world is fucking ending. I believed you.
That was Whisper Doll with Am I a Knife. Prior to that, we had a new release from Tiny Horse, courtesy of the Release Radar program, with You'll Never See Me Again. We heard from Avery with Doomed, Lookout Tower with Why I Had to Die. We had Lobono featuring OK Cam with Ensemble. And we kicked off that music block with Cena and Watch Me Dance. And folks, given that Hour 2 is dedicated largely to outstanding queer bands and artists, I want to get my straight chat, and I'm talking straight chat, out of the way in Hour 1. And by that I mean, I would like to talk to you about my favorite stupid, problematic, dumb, just ridiculously fun series of films, which is, yes, the James Bond film franchise, and now the latest addition to the James Bond video game universe, 007 First Light. So, let's start with the movies, because I don't know if a long-running film franchise has had as many stinkers in it as the James Bond film universe has, because, like, well over half of the movies are not very good. Some of them are products of their time, both in terms of sensibilities and the mechanics of filmmaking and, you know, the techniques used. Looking at, you know, especially the stuff with Roger Moore from the 70s. But I will say, even the not very good James Bond movies, for the most part, are, like, silly enough or bizarre enough to where you're like, alright, this is kind of fun. I appreciate, especially in the Roger Moore era, that they were willing to try and just, like, rip off different genres of films. Like, a James Bond blaxploitation film is something that feels very modern in a way, because it's crazy to think they actually did it at the time. But, hey, that's Live and Let Die, and they got Paul McCartney, of all people, to do the Bond theme, which, once again, very fascinating. But admittedly, most of my in-theater Bond experiences came in the twilight of the Brosnan era, and then, of course, the Daniel Craig era. So much of my Bond sensibilities are certainly much more modern. And I think it's interesting that both Brosnan and Craig have an outstanding first James Bond film with GoldenEye and Casino Royale, respectively. And Casino Royale, I think, is probably the best or the closest thing to an actual movie in the Bond filmography. It's something that I think does stand alone. It's also something that is kind of a ripoff of, like, you know, the Bourne film, certainly in terms of staging, the kind of gritty, realistic violence, and the muted color palette. A lot of, you know, and this is, like, very mid-2000s, a lot of browns and grays, but it's a fantastic film. GoldenEye, similar, but much sillier, still, great film. But both Brosnan and Craig are, I want to say, at least in terms of their filmography, primarily outweighed by crap. And I actually think Daniel Craig's three lesser film entries are three of the lesser film entries, definitely in the modern era. I'm talking, like, 75 onwards. But the problem with the edgy, gritty, realistic era of Bond is that if your movie is boring, you don't have the campy silliness to fall back on, like with Roger Moore, where he's, you know, disguised as a clown, or parachuting with a gigantic Union Jack parachute, or with A View to a Kill, where he's, like, 80 years old and not even just, like, a May-December relationship, a December 1920 and December 1999 relationship, where he is so old and the woman he is seducing is so young that it's both disgusting and hilarious to think of. And that, I think, is the struggle of taking Bond in a gritty, more realistic direction, is if you do not have the bona fides, if you can't back it up, oh my goodness, oh my gosh, those movies are terrible. So, now that I've given my Bond rant, the legendary Bond rant, I do want to talk a little bit about the latest video game entry, because it's delightful. It's very fun, and I feel like it's a faithful adaptation of the source material, which the books are. The books are obviously deeply problematic given the time at which they were written and who was writing them. But it's nice that there's a adherence to kind of a source text. The game itself is very fun to play. I think it's beautiful from a visual standpoint. It's got a lot of fun music. The storyline is something that treads the line of realism without being too gritty, and then by the end of the game is just completely pants on head insane. And I think that's the sweet spot James Bond needs to be in, where there's just a bit of, you know, realism or palpability to the villain's plot, but at the end of the day, they are insane, megalomaniacal lunatics. Because it's James Bond. It's pantomime. It is lowest common denominator, and that's a good thing, because the series is at its best when it's not afraid to be silly, ridiculous, and fun. So, I don't know. I don't like Amazon being in control of James Bond for many, many reasons. I am fascinated to see who they cast as the next James Bond. I'm sure the first movie they make will probably be an actual good movie. And then, like with Brosnan and Craig and most Bonds before them, the series will completely go off the rails. And I'm hoping in a fun way, but I'm expecting in a bad way. Okay, I've talked about James Bond for far too long. Let's get back to what it says on the tin. We've got more great music coming up. I am going to slightly break from my all-Canadian first hour, just because I really do want to listen to this Mountain Goats track. We've got Shallow Grave, the latest release from the Mountain Goats, coming up next on your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call.
Shallow grave, shallow grave, shallow grave, shallow grave. Bury me so the rain reveals what the earth sought to conceal. Bones that hurt, well, they were down here. Flesh that waited till the coast was clear. Fingers poking up through the ground in the dawn, like Carrie White's mom. Shallow grave. Shallow grave, shallow grave. Out in the middle of things, shallow grave. Go get a bucket of chicken wings, shallow grave. And when you throw down bones, listen for the dial tone. Assume my final form. Bury me while I'm still warm. Check the scene for prying eyes. You know legends live forever, but the camera never lies. Just so we're perfectly clear, I was never here. Shallow grave, shallow grave, shallow grave, shallow grave.
make it worse.
Ernest Mooney as was loved by my mama. Stealing smoke, Sega vehicles, bumper shining off him. With a pocket full of ganja. Lunch money walking to me. Funny story, I pants in grade 3. So embarrassed, couldn't bring myself to tell my parents. Had me feeling like Clarence. Teenage party goer, party sober. Get it in the fist, fights over and over. That's the lifestyle of anywhere's in October. AA meet as many friends did it go to. Drama been brushed off, don't doubt that. Stubborn and young, so was always an outcast. Dealing with grief became stronger from wealth that. Taking out, it takes a real one to bounce back. It takes a real one to bounce back.
Back in the day.
Between the streets and couch, don't cut a lot, but we don't go without.
Ooh, back in the day.
Hoping for an easy out, know for sure you like it better now.
Off the plane with a dream in mind. Grew up quite afraid to be denied. Feel some type of weight showing face when on stage that idea dies. I've been way before we got legalized. My pineal's out, only one I feel defeated by. Res boy in the city, happy to be alive. And I'm enjoying every minute in real time. Throwing a piece off into times three. Life is a beat, I offer the
Nikes on my feet, had the bracelet, the wrist. And still nothing feels amazing at this. At mansion parties, flexing my reps. Well into Crescent, it sure was a blast. Call me CJ, but this is San Andreas. Went from recording in my sister's basement. Now look where I'm at, that's some back in the day.
Tis I, DJ Tangent, host of CFRC's Numbers with Wings. I have good news, at least I think it is. Jesse has given me another hour, so my show will now go from 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. on Sundays. So now you'll have 2 hours of songs, stories, tangents, and local concert news. Tune in, Sundays at 1 until 3, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca.
on the lights. I feel the turning on the lights. But I still hear it. Do you still hear it? So now we're gonna dance. I said now we're gonna dance in the streets. And now we're gonna dance all the way home to the cowbell. Come on, cowbell.
Thank you.